Good morning. We'll call the Government Operations and Elections Policy Committee meeting to order.
Glad you did it. Thank you.
We have minutes from April 21st. Representative Pugh.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair, and I move the minutes from April 21st.
Vice Chair Pugh moves the minutes from April 21st. Any discussion of those minutes? Seeing none, all in favor of the minutes, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Minutes are adopted. And with that, welcome Terry Anderson to the committee. I'll go ahead and move House File 2213 to the Committee on Rules. And with that, go ahead with your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And members, these are different provisions that are part of the state government finance bill. If you look at the amendment, it's dealing with the legislative fees. These are some provisions that were part of the state government finance bill from last year, so they probably look familiar to you from that as well. But I just stand for questions, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I will move the DE4 to put the bill in the shape the author wishes. Any discussion before we do that? Seeing none, all in favor of the DE4, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The amendment is adopted. Members, any questions to the bill author on the bill as amended? Representative Joaquim.
Thank you, Mr. Sanders. Thank you, Chair Sanders. Man, it's one of those days. Could you just briefly go over the different sections just to describe it real quick, since I don't think I caught one of them from last year?
Chair Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Joaquim, if you look on line 1.4, that section is dealing with asking the agencies if they are going to propose a fee or a fine that's more than 10% that they need to have legislative approval for that. If you look at starting at line 25 on page 1, the state auditor report, this was a recommendation from the Office of the Legislative Auditors, that report that came out in February, I believe. And this was a recommendation to get greater clarity for the state and for the counties that are involved in the auditing process. Then if you look on page 2, line 11, that's dealing with a report on the cost of MNsure to counties.
Representative Joaquim, follow-up. Representative Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I guess I have a technical question here for, maybe Mr. Shepherd could help me. I think the rules state we have to hear the bill before second reading, these provisions in GovOps. I think that's a requirement. And so if this doesn't pass today, it doesn't matter one way or the other whether they're, because we're hearing the bill, hearing these pieces of the bill. And I guess the snarky question I have is, Representative Scott has asked a couple times, have we killed the bill yet in this committee? And so I guess, but do we just have to hear them, or do they have to be approved and passed out of committee? I think, Mr. Shepherd, maybe you know and maybe you don't.
Mr. Shepherd?
Mr. Chair, members, and I didn't bring the text of the House rules with me, but both the rules relating to governmental operations and civil law, both, as you know, say that some things bring a bill within the mandatory jurisdiction of the committee, but it says if a committee has passed another bill with similar language, that satisfies the requirement. So if these things were within the mandatory jurisdiction, then the fact that the committee had recommended a bill that contained them would satisfy the rule.
So Mr.
Representative Nelson.
So it would have to be passed on before we don't have to hear it. Okay, that answers the question I had in my mind. Thank you,
Representative Nelson. Any other member question or discussion? See, now, is there anyone in the audience that wishes to testify before the committee? Sure, coming up. Welcome to the committee. If you would please introduce yourself for the record.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is Joanne Turner. I'm the Chief Judge of the Minnesota Tax Court. Not on the list of people you thought you'd hear from on this provision today. The court takes no position on the merits of the bill. I'm simply here to provide some information to the committee about the effect of the DE4 amendment on our agency. The Minnesota Tax Court is an independent agency within the executive branch. We are one of three executive branch courts. The other two are the Office of Administrative Hearings and the Workers' Compensation Court of Appeals. By way of overview, our jurisdiction is limited to tax cases. The vast majority of our docket are property tax appeals, primarily valuation questions. The balance of our docket are appeals concerning any other tax that's administered by the Commissioner of Revenue, such as income taxes, sales and use taxes, estate taxes, and so on. We have three judges, and we're housed in the Minnesota Judicial Center. Our governing chapter is 271. Under 271.06 subdivision 4, the filing fee for cases brought to our court is pegged to the filing fee for cases filed at the district court. And you'll find those fees set in MnStat 357.021. Under 271, we have no discretion over the amount of filing fee in our court. It's pegged, it's by statute, it must equal the filing fee in a district court, which is currently $310. If this or a future legislature would approve an increase in the district court filing fee of more than 10%, our court is in a conflict position. We can either charge a fee according to the DE4 amendment and violate 357.021, or we can charge the district court filing fee under 357.021 and violate the DE4 amendment under 16A. Again, we take no position on the merits of the bill. I'm simply here to provide the court with that information and to suggest that we could be saved from this potential conflict by being added to the list of agencies exempted under subdivision B, paragraph B of 16A.1283. I'm happy to stand for any questions. Otherwise, I thank the committee for its time and attention.
Thank you, Your Honor. Members, any questions for the testifier? Seeing none, thank you. Representative Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I will work with House Research on this issue. I don't think that this would actually apply to how it is set up, given the other statutory language that you have in place, but we will continue to work on the issue.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Members, any final questions or discussion on this bill? Seeing none, Chair Anderson, we'll give you the final word.
Thank you for taking this time, Mr. Chair.
That. With that, I will renew my motion that House File 2213 be referred to the Committee on Rules as amended. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed?
No.
Motion prevails. Thank you, Chair Anderson. With that, members, we will be meeting tomorrow. As soon as we have the time and room situated, we will make sure that we let you all know. With that, we are adjourned.